It's been a polarizing election year, and it's been mostly about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. The candidates in Georgia's biggest non-presidential race are defying those expectations. Incumbent Johnny Isakson faces Democratic newcomer Jim Barksdale in a race for one of Georgia's U.S. Senate seats. We get a look at the campaign from Johnny Kaufman.
The race doesn't seem close. The candidates aren't especially divisive. Neither has been tied to scandal. It kind of seems boring until you give the two men running a second look. We start with Democrat Jim Barksdale, who's far from a typical candidate.
You've heard his name mentioned several times. He's the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, Mr. Jim Barksdale. Please welcome him down to the stage.
At a recent Democratic fundraiser, many in the audience didn't know who businessman Barksdale was until after he spoke. And that's a reason his Senate bid is unusual. It's Republicans in Georgia who tend to be drawn to candidates outside politics. Democrats are known to prefer experience. At this fundraiser, some more famous Democrats took most of the time on stage. Businessman Barksdale gets just a few minutes.
We've got to decide whether we're going to be a country that focuses on inclusion or exclusion, love or hate.
After Barksdale's speech, Ken McDaniel steps outside to smoke. The one-time Democratic Party volunteer says he's written at least 10 letters to Senator Isakson in hopes the Republicans' views will change. But even the very involved McDaniel didn't know Barksdale's name before tonight. McDaniel likes the candidate's message of acceptance for all people, but he's not sure how to convince his neighbors to vote for Barksdale.
Because I don't honestly know enough about it. I mean, clearly he's got a good message, but then I have to look at where he stands on the issues too. So I'm going to be honest, I'm not as educated about him as I should be.
University of Georgia political scientist Charles Bullock says Barksdale needs to make himself known.
Most Georgians don't have a fix on him, either positive or negative. So the thing Jim Barksdale has to do first is to introduce himself to most voters before he can hope to win over their support.
Better known Georgia Democrats could have run, like Jason Carter or House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams.
Probably it required a novice like Barksdale to be maybe willing to take the challenge.
The challenge? Taking on the man who might be Georgia's most popular politician, Republican incumbent Johnny Isakson. He defies expectations this election year, not because he's so popular, but because he's popular with many Democrats. He has the endorsement of Georgia Congressman David Scott and support from former Senator Sam Nunn.
Johnny Isakson's been a friend of mine for a long time.
Nunn is the father of Michelle Nunn, the Democrat who ran for Senate in 2014. 2 years later, the former longtime senator donated to Isakson's campaign. Nunn says he hasn't forgotten a time in the 70s when Isakson showed up to one of his first campaign rallies.
My campaign manager at that time rented a great big ballroom that would have held about 600 people. There were about 8 people there. Johnny was one of them. So that friendship goes back a long way.
And today, one of Isakson's political ads even features a Democratic supporter.
I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm so grateful that he was my senator.
I'm Johnny Isakson, and I approve this message.
The political scientist Bullock says Isakson has the tricky task of attracting independents and Democrats without alienating Trump supporters. Isakson's quietly endorsed Trump, but he says he won't apologize for him. For Barksdale to win, Bullock says the Democrat needs to make Isakson, or something about him, the issue in the race.
Because after all, as a challenger, what you're trying to do is convince some component of the electorate to rethink a decision it made 6 years earlier when it voted to elect this person.
Barksdale just this week has begun to publicly call on Isakson to denounce Trump. It's an approach other Democratic Senate candidates have taken for months. But Isakson and Trump both lead in Georgia polls. Add Isakson's appeal in non-Republican circles, and the outsider Barksdale may be an even bigger underdog. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.